Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation, Chris Bisignano. And we are back, buddy. I apologize on location today due to the tornado that ripped through apparently Robbinsville, New Jersey. insane. So still don't have power. I'm at a different location, kind of like, you know, when they put the vice president in a bunker or something. Right. So, but yeah, man, camp is back. Listen, man, people want your observations. So, dude, overall, what are you seeing right now?
Well, let's start with the defense. It's 3 days in, and the defense is basically totally outplayed the offense. The secondary so far has been everything that's advertised. A great start. He's covering, you know, he's got good coverage on receivers. He had a nice strip sack. He had a nice strip today at David Sills, where he could have went the other way if it was a game. So he is taking it to, you know, he has come out of the gate really fast. Bradbury has picked up, what he, you know, as far as practice-wise, with the level he was playing at last year. Xavier McKinney, look, here's a kid here that everybody should be excited about, Jerry.
Probably the guy I'm most excited about in this whole team, Chris.
I mean, he's just a kid that's always around the ball.
Yeah.
And not everybody's born with that, you know. He's just one of those kids that has a knack of being around the ball. Talked to him yesterday. Everything slowed down. For, you know, and I said this, you know, after the Dallas game and, you know, on the film on the Big Tuesdays and even doing, you know, deep into the off season, I wanted to look at him more. And a couple of times in the Dallas game, you could see it slowed down for him. You know, and that's a big thing with rookies, man. Some guys, the game slows down quicker.
Yeah.
Some guys, it takes a year and a half. So it slows down. Some guys takes 3 years and they're out of the league in 3 years, you know? Yeah. So I looked at that Dallas game and he was very active. You remember, Jerry, like eight tackles, he had an interception, almost two picks, as a matter of fact.
Like he came into his own and was very comfortable right back there. Yeah.
I specifically pointed out one play where the Cowboys set up a little bubble screen and
recognized it immediately.
Looked like he sniffed it out. He could see what was developing, blew up the tight end, and then drop CD Lamb for like a 3 yard loss, right?
Yeah.
So I asked, you know, Xavier yesterday, I said, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, but it looks like that Dallas game, it started slowing down for you.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, it did. You know, and I'm taking it to this year, and, you know, everything is kind of slowing down, you know. And so what happens is when it slows down, you play faster.
Yeah.
Because you know what's going on the field. You know what coverage you should be in. You know who you have to pick up here. You know your responsibility here. You know what I mean, Jerry? So when that happens, you play faster. That's what we mean by slowing down.
Yeah.
Most times, a guy comes to a new team, a new system. It could be an eight-year veteran. It comes to a new system. Rookies, especially with rookies, they don't know where to go. I line up here. Do I got this responsibility? Who's got it here? Are we in a cover? The cover three? Am I over? Whatever it might be, and it takes him a while. It's just a totally different world, so you can't play fast, Jerry. You know,
right?
Some rookies get it right off the bat. Boom, they come out flying. You know, other guys, it takes a while. So Xavier, don't forget, he was hurt. He didn't come back to November, man.
Yeah,
and you could see that Dallas game. So we talked about it, you know, with him yesterday, and he almost had an interception yesterday. He said he should have had it. It would have been a tough one. You know, he's the type of kid who feels he should get everything. He has his hands on it. And, you know, he is off to a good start. Like I said, Jerry, this kid's a playmaker. He's, you know, to me, this kid's going to be an excellent safety for this team.
Yeah, he's the guy I'm most excited about.
Right.
I guess the guy based on what you said as well, I was a little leery about, moderate excitement, I should say, is Adoree Jackson. And I saw your tweets today about how good he looks for 2 days and the interception. And they showed the interception. I think Giants.com recorded it. Ripped it right out of what? Sills, right? Sills hands?
Sills, yeah.
And that was, what's his name? Did it also? Williams. He took one out as well from Sills.
Darius Williams, the rookie, had an interception today.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm sorry. No, this secondary, dude. I'm over the moon, baby. Over the secondary.
Well, and Logan Ryan had an interception today.
Yeah.
You know, and Peppers looks good. And look, I asked Dory today too, man. I said, you know, do you have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder? You know, I mean, let's face it. You know, you were number one pick, got hurt last year, didn't end up well in Tennessee. Next, you know, you're on the market. You know, you're gone.
Yeah, right.
It's the number one pick, Jerry. This isn't just some tomato undrafted free agent. It's the number one pick of the Titans 4 years ago. So, and you know, and a star at USC.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, I don't care what you say. When you're released by that team, Jerry, you don't get that second contract. You're gonna have a chip on your shoulder, dude.
Yeah.
So I asked Dory that today. I said, "Yo, do you have a, you know, you got a little bit like, hey, I'm a number one pick. I'm gonna show you what's up." Type of attitude, you know.
Right.
And he kind of, you know, played it off a little bit, like, "No, nah, I'm just out here to help the team, and I'm out here to show that I'm healthy and all that." But trust me, Jerry, if he could, he would say, "You're damn right. I got a damn chip. And screw Tennessee. They want to cut my ass. Watch what I, you know. Watch me now. You know.
Yeah.
They, look, these professional athletes have pride like that, Jerry. So the point being is that Adoree, right off the bat, right out of the gate, I should say, Jerry, training camp has flashed like he did the first 2 years in Tennessee. Now this is just practice. I get it. You know, regular season is September 12th. We all know that.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy's coming in town. Hamilton, the whole act, we all know that. But he has flashed and he has shown signs, Jerry, of what he looked like in Tennessee the first few years. And that's a real positive sign. Because, Jerry, if you could have two guys on that outside, dude, that are playing at a high level.
Then it's going to be so fun to watch those safeties, dude.
And Patrick Graham could do so many more things.
Oh, my God.
You know?
So exciting.
So, now, that being said.
By the way, tomato never gets old. That's I laugh every single time you say it. So go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. What never gets old?
Tomato.
By the way, the tomatoes are totally in season. And I'm sucking them down here in Jersey every
Jersey,
day.
Baby. We have those small ones. What are they called? The real small ones.
That folks, to live in Jersey this time of year is second to none, right, Jerry? Between the corn, the tomatoes.
Corn and tomatoes, man.
Cucumbers and peppers. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right, now I'm getting hungry.
My father-in-law is growing zucchini the size of, I don't know, like
a... Right. It's like a mini ship. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Right. So, Lorenzo Carter aggravated something. He was on his side today. He looks like he'll be back.
People's patience are wearing thin with Lorenzo Carter already, but give him a shot.
Yeah, but it's early. You know, he got a little aggravated. He slammed his helmet. We're not quite sure what he aggravated, but he was on the sideline today. He was riding a bike. He looks like he'll be back shortly. Okay. Good. If he wasn't on the field today, Jerry would be concerned, but he was there.
Yep.
Defensive wise. So, the Giants have two mammoth guys up front, as we know, Dex Lawrence and Danny Shelton.
Danny Shelton, yep.
You know, he's a big boy. Two big boys up front. They're missing, of course, Blake. He's on the COVID list.
Yep.
You know, give him another 10 days like that, I guess, or 8 days, or 7 days, he'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jay, what were you excited about? What was I excited about? What were the fan base excited about? Defensive side of the ball was the secondary. And being in front of them, for the last 3 days, it hasn't disappointed yet, Jerry. You know,
how the battle's been with Kenny Golladay and Bradberry?
Oh, I mean, Bradberry's gotten the better of him. You know,
wow.
Bradberry's gotten the better of him. Now look, they're going to be in pads next Tuesday. They'll be in 11-11s with. They've been in 11 drills right now, but it's just been a high red area inside the 10. If anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about. The red zone is from the 20-yard line to the end zone. The high red is the 10 to the end zone. I like to explain that to you because, you know, you get some guys. You know, people don't like, Chris, what the hell are you talking about high red? You know, what the hell? Yeah. What are you high? You know, what are you talking about? You know, so. And the Giants have been working that for 3 days.
Wait, Panama Reds?
You know, right. So that's the emphasis. Obviously, offseason, guys, we were horrible inside the 10 in the high red. We got to work on that. They've been doing that for 3 days, Jerry.
Right.
So then next week they're going to be in pads and they're going to have the whole field and they're going to be in 11s and they'll work on certain things. So you'll see more, you know, but Bradberry's been all over Golladay, you know, Dory, you know, they've been all over the guys. There hasn't been much separation at all yet, you know. We could start switching over to the offense now.
Well, real quick, how's the edge look so far?
What do you mean?
You
know what, Jerry, you can't really tell yet, dude.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. These
shows. It's another. I'm more excited, like most Giant fans are. I'm stating the obvious here about secondary, but the edge is, I think, intriguing right now. Very intrigued by what we have on the edge.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, it's just it's without pads on, you can't really tell as far what they're doing. Right. You know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Now, today, first dust up of the camp.
Yeah.
The guy that I said, keep an eye on maybe a little bit.
You liked him last year.
Right. TJ Brunson. He was physical last year's camp. Now, he didn't mean – he gave Golladay a pretty good bump. He didn't level him. You know, he gave him a good bump, but enough to knock Kenny on his butt.
Yeah.
But he kind of tried to grab him as he fell down. It was like, you know, he didn't mean to blast him. He hit him with a pretty solid bump, and he went on his butt, Golladay, you know. And
nice.
Golladay didn't like it, rightfully so, I guess. Sure, although Golladay shrugged it off when he talked to his head. He goes, it's football, man. It happens, you know.
Right.
You know, not that he was that upset, but Nick Gates, you know, Nick. Nick came flying in, and some guys were pushing and shoving. But this happens. This is training camp, all right? Yeah. This happened. The office didn't like that, you know, Brunson hit Golladay a little harder than he should have. But it was like a contact thing. But it's nice to see the boys getting at it a little bit, Jerry. You know, next week they'll be in pads, and they'll get at it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Not a big deal, all right? But Brunson's a little bit of a physical kid, you know. And now, if Golladay would have got hurt, Brunson might have been cut right on the spot. No, but no, it wasn't intentional, you know. So it happens. It's football. So on the offensive side, now look, 3 days in, and Daniel Jones hasn't been sharp.
Mm.
Now you want me to stroke everybody and say, "Oh yeah, everything's great." No, I'm going to report it like I see it. I'm sure.
And that's the fair way. You're not homers, man.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure other beat writers, you know, I'm sure that, you know, I've been next to a few guys these 3 days, and everybody's like, hey, he's just that sharp. I mean, Daniel's missing guys in drills.
Which is weird, because one thing he usually is accurate. That's strange.
Yeah, he's not off to the best of starts. Now it's early. Okay, it's only 3 days. Tomorrow to go do like a walkthrough in Newark for the community.
Yeah,
a little practice. That. Not going to be much tomorrow. And next week, we get it rolling a little bit more. Tuesday with the pads, we really get it rolling, okay?
Yeah.
But Daniel hasn't, you know, he's missed guys. He's missed guys.
And one of our followers who's dedicated, Brian Porras, this is not a shot at Duke or a shot at Daniel Jones, buddy. It's just reporting. So go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way it is. I'm going to report like I see it, you know?
Yeah.
Look, Jerry, I haven't looked at the other beat writers. I'm with them. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the other guys are like, they're pretty sloppy, this offense, you know? I know one or two. Anyway, the point being is that everybody was saying Daniel Jones was so accurate and the offense looked great, and then I was reporting something else, that would be like, Chris, what are you on crack? What are you doing over there, you know?
Yeah, right.
But the point being is that the offense has been sloppy. The defense has gotten better. Daniel hasn't been sharp.
Yeah.
And even in these drills, even these individual drills, he's missed guys. You know, he's missed some guys. And it's, you know, to be honest with you, dude, we look at each other a few times like, Daniel, come on. How did you miss
that? Do you attribute it to the new guys coming in, or is it just like, is he missing?
Yeah, he's just off a little bit.
He's missing everybody.
Not everybody. Don't get me wrong, Jerry. You know, he's made nice throws too. No, I'm not, you know, but he's just
Is the timing like with Golladay, is that bad right now, would you say?
No, they're working on certain things, you know. But I'm just talking about little route trees in these drills, Jerry, that he's just missing. He'll throw behind a guy. Your boy Evan Ingram had to reach behind him a few times to make catches. I know people don't want to hear that, but I had to report it.
I root for Evan. I just don't believe it.
You know, he's made a few nice behind grabs. You know,
I saw you put out the interception was to Evan Ingram. And
it was intended for Evan Ingram.
Yeah, everyone's like, I blame Evan Ingram.
Yeah, I know. But that's why I put, please don't blame Evan. It wasn't Evan's fault.
That's so funny.
You know what happened, Jerry, is that I came back from camp and I started reading Twitter. I saw, oh, what do you expect from Evan? Did he go off his hands, Chris? Was it deflected? Did he run the wrong route? I saw that's why I had to put it out there. Like, guys, don't blame Evan.
It wasn't
Evan's fault. You know, it was a nice play by Logan. It was a bad throw by Daniel, you know, as far as I could see. All right, unless I missed something, you know, as far as I can see.
Yeah.
But, you know, Evans had to make some catches behind him. And a receiver drill before practice started, Golladay's got to make a catch at his feet because Daniel threw it too low.
Mm.
And I'm not talking about 11-11s. I'm just talking about regular three-man routes.
Mm.
You know, this is what they work on, you know.
Yeah.
And so Daniel hasn't been the sharpest out of the gate. There's a ton of time to change that. Doesn't really mean much. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing, okay?
Yeah, that's fair.
And the offense is, you know, the receivers have had a little problem separating, and the defense isn't, you know, going all out yet, you know?
Yeah.
And Galladay, look, Kenny Galladay is not a big separation guy to begin with, but he's a guy who'll go up and get it, okay? Right. He's a guy who can throw it in the back shoulder.
He can catch it, though, right?
You know, he's a guy that'll run some routes for you, you know? But yeah, he's not, you know, if people don't know, he's not a big separation. Don't think you're going to see Galladay and you know, you're going to be seeing 5 yard separation from him, you know?
Yeah.
4 yard, and, or in this league, 2 yard separation is big. 3 yard separation, you know? So,
yeah.
But he'll do his thing, Kenny. You know, they're getting on the same page. It's very early. It's not even August yet. And they got plenty of time to work things out. But defense has gotten the upper hand, Jerry. As far as offense wise, Devontae Booker has shown, you know, his nice hands out of the backfield.
Good.
Saquon Barkley's been running in the backfield. I see him cutting a little bit. Kyle Rudolph, Jerry, has a noticeable limp.
Oh, okay.
I don't expect him back anytime soon. He's still limping pretty good.
Yeah.
And speaking of Kyle Rudolph, Jerry, he is one big dude up close, man.
Yeah, I saw that tweet.
He is one big dude.
Yeah.
You know, so look, they kind of anticipated this. They're hoping he's on track for week one, you know. But looking at him, watching him walk around, Jerry, you're not going to see him anytime soon.
What is the latest on Lemieux, and what are you hearing?
Okay, so, right, we're going to get to finish up the offense.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Lemieux, we'll get into the injuries a little bit. Shane Lemieux. So, Jerry, they're on the other side of the field. We're on the patio, and the players are lined up, so a lot of times you can't see stuff, man. You really can't. You see a little bit. And I put it on Twitter, and all of a sudden I look up. And mind you, I was supposed to talk with Shane after practice.
Oh, were you really?
Right, yeah. So I look up, and there he is. He's leaving on a cart. Didn't even know it, Jerry. We didn't even know how he went down, what happened, and all that. Yeah. You know, Judge didn't really get into it today. But the good news is, you know, is that, A, Shane Lemieux is like an alligator. Nothing bothers him.
Yeah.
Two, he was back on the field today, not practicing, but he was standing with his helmet on.
Chris, and, by the way, that could be a good nickname for him that you just bestowed upon him. So let's get that going, guys. He's the alligator. I like it. Guys, Giant Insider followers, do your thing.
Go ahead. Actually wrestled one once. That's why. Yeah. That's what made me think of it. You know. So
the alligator. Go for it.
So, right, sorry, man. Look, Shane, Jerry, Judge said this morning that it looks like he escaped the inning series.
Yeah.
So it looks good for Lemieux. And I see people, and I hear, you know, oh, wow, we're supposed to be happy about a below-average guard coming back. Well, here's the thing, Jerry. That guard is slated to be our starting left guard.
He's the best you got.
So, right, it's not like, you know, it's not like, well, he's a depth guy.
He's not below average. That's you know, whoever's, that's not. That's
well, I see it.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that's.
Yeah, I see it. And, you know, and nobody's saying Shane's a Pro Bowler or going to be a Pro Bowler next year. But he is the starting left guard. So when you don't want to lose your starting left guard in training camp, right?
Right.
So they kind of looks like they dodged a bullet. I could tell he was walking today. He had his helmet on, Jerry. Yeah. It looks like he's good. Good to go. In the near future, he'll be back. Okay.
Good.
So you don't want to lose starters.
A major bullet, hopefully. So
you don't. Yeah. You know, you don't want to lose starters. You know, and he is a starting left guard. So they looks like they because you know Jerry. When you see a guy leaving the cart, dude, you say to yourself right off the bat, IR, maybe the year, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Excuse me.
Every time.
Dude, it was like, I looked to my left, and I'm like, holy crap, is that 66 on that cart?
Yeah.
And the guy's leaving the field, we're like, oh, man, there goes the left guard the first day of practice, second day of practice, you know?
Yeah.
So it looks good as far as him returning. And we know Matt Peart, he's got a little lower back issue going on.
Is that concerning?
From what I understand, Jerry, and the way I see him moving on the side, you know, he's had no jersey on, but he's doing stuff on the side, and I'm not really concerned about it right now.
So Stephanie Smalls can relax. I think that's her favorite player. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, she loves Matt Peart.
So. Oh, okay. So Stephanie, two things. One, you talk about a Matt. I mean, we were all talking about it today, man.
Yeah.
He bulked up, really, and he is a big dude.
Right.
Big boy. So he's walking around. So Stephanie, I expect to see him back within the next few weeks. Okay. Cool. I'm not that concerned about him right now. Jerry, when I look, when guys are injured, Jerry, I look to see where the hell they are on the field. If they're not on the field, I've said, oh, he's in a rehab. You know, he's with the trainers. He's hurt. It's not going to be good for a while, right?
Yep.
When I see them walking around on the field, on the side, they're doing individual calisthenics, or they're doing stretching agility drills and all that, okay, that's usually a sign that they'll be back soon, you know?
Yeah.
Saquon is running in the backfields. You know, he's doing some cutting and everything like that. So he looks like, you know, he's still working on his schedule, and he should be back for opening game. That's what we all expect, okay?
Yep.
So, you know, Jerry, the first 2 days, we're 3 days into camp, and our right tackle hasn't played a snap yet, although, like I said, I expect the back a few. We lose a left guard yesterday on a cart, but it looks like we dodged a bullet there. But this is stuff you don't want to see happen, Jerry, right?
Yeah.
This is your offensive line. The biggest question mark of the team, and you got guys leaving on carts. You got
the
one guy.
The biggest question mark of the team is still a question mark to the point of you not even being able to watch them practice together. Like, oh.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So we'll see what next week brings us, Jerry. You know, that's where we're at there as far as the offense. So.
Now, how's Judge?
Cursing.
How is he? What's that? What'd you say?
He's cursing.
Yeah.
The damn guy's cursing. Oh, let's get into the Kelvin Benjamin thing, Jerry.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kelvin, first practice, he comes on the field. He's having an animated conversation with Gettleman. And we're like, what the hell's going on here? I look like, what the hell's going on here? And I see Judge come over. And now they're talking. And next thing you know, Benjamin just turns around and leaves the field. Gettleman follows him. And they cut him later on. And Benjamin is gone.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now, he feels he didn't get a fair shot. He talked to somebody in the media. He said Judge is basically a clown. They'll never win a Super Bowl with this guy. And he curses. You know, he thinks, you know, you're not going to win games by cursing. I don't know what the hell.
Meanwhile.
It was sour grapes. Now, here's the bottom line.
He told him to lose 14 pounds in 70 days, and he gained 3. Like, I could do that.
Jerry. Like,
that's crazy.
Joe Judge wanted him in at 251.
Right.
He came in at 268.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no brain surgeon, but that sounds like 17 pounds overweight.
So instead of losing 14, he gained 3.
Okay.
You could take a massive dump and lose 3 pounds. Anyway, sorry. Whatever. Sorry, guys.
Okay. So, you know, when your coach tells you, when you're basically going to get a look, you know, this isn't a star play. You're just going to get a look with an organization. And your coach tells you, I want you at this weight. And you're coming way above that weight. And then you tell him, well, you know, it's muscle. You know,
it's muscle.
They threw him the hell out of there. He had an attitude. He retired. Kelvin was a talented kid.
Yeah,
out of Florida State, but he always had a rep for being a little lazy. Always had a rep for being a little overweight. The Giants are going to look, Jerry. Me and you probably had better chances of making this roster than he did anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
But he gave himself no chance, and he left the field. He went home, back to Florida, whatever the hell he went into, and that was the end of that.
You know, and the Giants gave him a shot. Like, he figures a guy who's a little desperate to get it to cling on would be, you know, follow the rules and do what they want. And to just be blatantly like, not only did I not lose 14, Joe, I gained 3, and it's all muscle.
But it's muscle, Joe.
You can't make that up.
And then he's like, you know, this is what I played in when I had a big year in Carolina. Oh, come on, Kelvin, stop.
Yeah. So 258-pound wide receiver. Cool.
Yeah, so needless to say, that's what happened with Kelvin. All right.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at. Like I said, Jerry, they worked on some special teams and all that stuff like they do.
Yeah.
And next week they'll put the pads on. They have a certain amount of practice. I think it's 12.
Yeah.
I might be wrong. 12 pad of practices they've allowed. And they'll start getting into that next week. And don't forget, the following week they prep up for the Jet game that Saturday. So it's not far off, dude, you know.
I know it's only been 3 days, dude. But do you see any difference in Judge this year to last year? Is he the same guy? With the players, with the media, with everybody.
He's the same. Well, you know what? He's the same with us. Mm. He goes, you know, he doesn't give 3-word answers. I'm sure you watch it, Jerry. Everybody watches the presses, you know. Yeah. He likes explaining himself. And you know what, Jerry? This is what I really like about Joe Judge as a person. Like, he admitted to us that he did some self-evaluation the offseason. He read a few different books. He read one on the Navy SEALs. He read a book on something else about leadership.
Awesome. Love that.
And he basically, you know, You're not going to find this, Jerry. You know, he admitted to us that, hey, I wasn't perfect. I need to improve on some things. And he told us that, you know. Yeah. So I admire that about him, that a guy comes out in front of us and tells us that.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
So he felt he needed to improve on some things the offseason. Now, has he been any different? No, he's been the same with us. Don't forget now, it's much different now because we're in front of him. And I think he enjoys that, Jerry. You know, the whole Zoom thing where, you know, like me and you are looking at each other right now, Jerry. Oh, so tell me what happened in the third quarter, Foley. You know.
Yeah.
And I think after a while, it's like, hey, who's this idiot Bisignano? You know what I mean? I wish I could see this dope. Well, I see his half his head. Well, I see his... Now.
It's tomato.
Yeah, who's this guy? You know, so now we're all in front of him.
Right.
And you see the first day he came out, he was like, whoa, you know, all right. You know, like you could tell he enjoys it with us in front of him.
Good.
He can look at you like I asked him a question about Kelvin Benjamin, and he looks at you in the eye and he'll give you that answer. And he likes that. He's a direct type of dude, Jerry, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so I think he enjoys that more. But
I could see how he has a little, as he's going to progress and get older, how that stare can be intimidating. Little bit, like he's got that. He's respectful. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but he's a very serious guy. Takes his profession very seriously. I could see how that could be. He's no nonsense.
Yeah, you know what? This is the thing about him, Jerry. That's different than Belichick. Although Belichick can even joke once in a while, but you know Belichick. He's basically a miserable guy. You know Belichick. Yeah. You know, yeah, so totally. And Parcells used to joke around a lot about it too, but he could be very nasty too. You know.
Yeah.
And Judge is serious, right? But and then he'll throw a joke in there, like. You could see where he's got that other side, you know?
Yeah.
And the players say it too. You know, he'll come out with these jokes. Matter of fact, Julian Love says something today. We were like, what? That Judge tells the players he's from Mississippi. I got to look at the quote again.
Something about you put it out there and somebody goes, what the hell does that mean?
And matter of fact, it was funny because Julian said it.
Always the grease a pig or something?
I'm from Mississippi. In the Mississippi Heat, you need two hands to grease a pig or something.
Okay.
And... it was and Julian said that, and somebody in the, I think it was Paul Schwartz from the Post, it was like, what? Yeah. He was like, what was that, Julian? You know, and we were all like, what the hell did he just say? So these are the type of things Judge, you know, Judge talks about, you know, Judge is a funny dude like that, you know, so,
yeah.
And the players enjoy that. I mean, you could see when players are being a little bit like, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, Judge is great. Yeah, we'd be like, when they're being phony about a coach, or, you know, and you could tell the players really enjoy playing for this guy. And look, it's not for everybody. Look, Bradbury said it. Logan Ryan said it. Leo Williams said it. Where, you know, he believes in conditioning. He believes in tough practices. He believes in getting on you, you know.
And that was obvious, right, Chris? The conditioning aspect of it first couple days. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. He's big into conditioning, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know. And look, when guys come back, like Peppers said, told us yesterday about, hey, in the third and fourth quarter, I feel like I'm 100%. That's when it comes into play. Where other teams, they guys have their hands on their hips. They're bent over. They're sucking. We're not.
Yeah.
You know, and that's big in this league. You know, that's big in this, Jerry. You know, condition is big. He believes in it. It's not for everybody. Like a lot of, you know, like Bradbury. What, Jerry?
It's like Kelvin Benjamin. It's not.
Yeah, well, Benjamin, yeah. So guys like Bradbury, you know, and they were like, this is not for everybody. But this is the way it is. And we accept it. And we like it, you know, so. You could tell, Jerry, it's that type of player that has to play for Judge. And you're going to see that down the road in this organization, sort of like New England, where a certain type of player succeeds in the system. Right, Jerry?
Yeah,
some other guys, they come into the system, and they're like, whoa, this ain't for me.
You got to buy in.
The hell out of here, you know?
You really have to buy in. Lastly, before we get to questions, just, Chris, how is it to be back? It's semi-normal. God willing, it stays that way. You know? How's it feel, dude?
You know what, Jerry? It's very good to have the players back in front of you.
Yeah.
I actually got to talk to Mr. Irrelevant, Tate Crowder, today. Nice kid, man. We will talk about some things, and you know, we'll drop that in the next paper, Jerry, the next issue.
Which is next Sunday, guys.
So when is he printed? Next Sunday?
Yeah.
All right. So next week for that. And you know what, Jerry, to talk to guys, now we can't grab them on the side, and we're not in the locker rooms, and I didn't sign, we can't talk to them on the side. That's not allowed. But just to have them in front of you again, Jerry, get a feel of them a little bit, Judge in front of us, it's so much better, dude. You know, I don't know what they're going to do with the locker rooms when the season starts, post games with Judge. I don't know what they're doing yet with that. But it is much better, Jerry, because last year was a you know, this, everything was Zoom and
he, yeah,
it's a different, you know, it's so much different.
I mean, it's corny, but I'm happy for you because last year, well, you're such a downer. I mean, you're on Zoom. Yeah. It's, you know, you're still Zooming, but you know, last year was a pivotal year in the Giants history hiring Joe Judge. And if this works out, you know, it's they hired the right guy for the next 10 to 15 years, God willing. So I'm glad you're back. And it's, and obviously that the followers are glad because the tweets are coming out fast and furious. So nice job by you.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to touch on before we get to questions?
Let me look at my little pen. I'm just trying to think if I
can. Maybe these guys will jar your memory as well. These, some of these questions.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, look, we'll see, you know, we're going to get into it more next week. We'll learn more with the pads and I want to see the offense. Now, don't get me wrong, Jerry, just quickly before we go to the questions,
yeah.
The offense did some good things too at towards the end of practice today. Okay. Yeah. They did some good things too. Mike Glennon did a few of the good things. A couple of nice catches, Jerry. Awesome. Mack came up a little late. It looked like he aggravated a hamstring or something. We'll have to monitor that. But John Ross had a nice sliding touchdown catch, Jerry. The guy draped all over him. Okay. Yeah. David Sills had a touchdown reception.
Yeah, a nice that's kind grab. Of your boy. That's kind of your boy. You liked him last year.
Well, I said keep an eye on him. You know, I kind of like him, you know. So there was a couple of nice things they did. They finished, you know, stronger. I shouldn't say strong, but better, Jerry. Yeah. Than they looked earlier in the last few days. So that was a positive sign. Let's see if they can start carrying that over next week. And, you know, we'll get a little bit sharper what's going on out there.
Nice. All right, buddy. All right, guys. We will be back after this break. And we're back. Chris, you can tell it's football season again officially because we have 69 responses to the tweet that I sent out this morning. And your boy, I think maybe one of your biggest fans besides Lisa, Derek at D-Wins, chimes in first. Your boy Derek. has Freddie Kitchens been strategically positioned to take over for Garrett if he gets a head coaching gig or becomes a blatant problem? If so, what are your thoughts on Kitchens as a potential OC?
Yes, I do believe something happened with Garrett either at the end of this year or if the offense is a disaster and he's removed during the season, which Judge is prone to do. He did it with Colombo, right? So, I do believe Freddie Kitchens is lined up for that. And am I happy about it? No, I'm not a Freddie Kitchens fan.
Yeah, no.
I've made that known before. I'm not a Freddie Kitchens guy. I'm not crazy about him, but I do believe he is lined up for that. But let's hope it doesn't get to that point.
Kyle Johnson, in typical, love Kyle. Don't ever change, buddy. He asked two questions. And he just can't help himself with the second part. Chris, when the media asks questions, and I know you've answered this maybe before, but it's good to repeat some of these things sometimes. Do they give you a certain order of who goes first, or is it just whoever asks first? And how many games in until the Giants admit they messed up with the O-line because the Giants aren't winning any games with them? Okay. Thank you, Kyle. We'll discard the second half. Kyle's just mad because the Yankees stink.
It's safe to say that Kyle's not a big fan of the offensive line, and that's okay.
I know. It's fine. I love that's this all right. kid.
Yeah, look, it's a huge question mark. So, you know, and we'll see. You know, we'll see how they come out of the gate. We'll see how they play during the year, Kyle.
You know? When the media asks questions, how's it work?
Oh, that's just, you know, you just jump in. You know, the Zoom, for people wondering, when we're on Zoom, you got to raise your hand, you got to hit a button, and then they whoever gets in there first, or they do all that crap. So that looks like that's in the books now, hopefully, you know.
Yeah.
Now, in front, you know, when we're there in person, it's just whoever jumps in, you know, and I'm sure people have heard me jumping in the last few days, you know, the crap of hitting a button, raise hand, and what line number you're in, that's gone. Now I just like, yeah, shut up, I'm jumping in, you know, so.
Yeah, that's funny, man. Rob Cosis, Chris, what is the food like at training camp for the media, or are you brown bagging it? Hashtag buffoon crew.
Neither. They've had some snacks. They're supposed to start getting food in, but no, I haven't even been around the media room.
Working too hard.
You've been working and then leaving, you know?
Nice. Dubs Drivel, I haven't heard from him in a while. If given the chance at the peak of your athletic abilities, what sport would you choose to compete in at the Olympics, excluding golf, of course? Hashtag buffoon crew. Hashtag is the season here yet. For me, it would be basketball, men's basketball. I would relish that. I would love to play with the 92 Dream Team.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jerry. Is there baseball in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Other than baseball for me.
Yeah. Tom Lapp, where's the heavy metal music? The background sounds seem mellow in the videos that you send. They are great, by the way. What is that? Who chooses that? The players? That music in the background?
Judge, I think Judge likes to mix it up. He gives it, you'll hear some country music, and then you'll hear some rap, but then you'll hear Metallica, and you know, although I don't think I've heard heavy metal yet this year, come to think of it.
Yeah.
It's been a little country, I heard some Tupac today, and
nice
stuff like that. They like to mix it up. They like to mix it up for people.
Cool. Christian asked a message DM. No, we don't usually allow this, Christian, but you're a good dude, so I'll ask it. He says, am I able to ask questions through DM? Well, I'm going to do it for you. Do you see a scenario where we have Galladay and Tony outside and Shepard in the slot, or was Tony drafted strictly to play the slot, Chris?
No, they'll be mixing up all. Yeah, you'll see Tony in the outside sometimes. So that's strictly slot for Tony.
Yeah. Bobby L. asks, love the camp coverage. Just wondering, you guys going to go back to two times a week? Yeah, eventually. At least when the season starts. Maybe before. Chris and I have to figure that out. But, you know, as you can see, guys, natural disasters and, you know, just life itself sometimes keeps you from doing at least maybe even sometimes one a week. So we're glad to get this one in this week. Let's see. How about this one from Marlon L. Jr.? Is there something new or positive about Jones this training camp compared to his prior camps? Well, other than missing receivers. Have you seen anything yet?
Any new or pop? No. No, as a matter of fact, like I just said, you know, a little while ago, I'm not crazy about, you know, him, the way he started off this camp. So let's hope that gets better.
Philip Lipper, who is the player you were concerned about but looks great so far and seems to have a great attitude? Anyone jump out at you yet? I know it's 3 days, Chris, but everybody's excited.
Dory.
Oh, there you go. That's a great one. Yeah, good point.
I mean, look, I said, I know everybody was pumped up about Dory, but I was a little concerned. You know, I know he was hurt last year, but I remember playing it towards the end of the year. Numbers dropped a little bit, but yeah, I understand it was a difficult year from last year. But was I concerned a little bit about Adore? Yeah, and right now he's jumped out, you know, off the page, man, and he looks great right now.
Dan Henn, are the Giants planning on playing Carter Coughlin alongside Martinez? Mm-hmm. He has the size and speed, will be an upgrade over Downs. No, it's Crowder's job, Dan Henn. But there's no, I mean, Coughlin's an edge guy, right? There's no way they would do that.
Well, look, he was on the inside a few times last year, shooting that A-gap.
Okay.
And I've seen it in practice. Look, here's the thing, folks. Here's the thing about Patrick Graham's defense. It's not like, okay, so for 60 plays, you're going to see Blake you're going to see, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to see Blake and Tate Crowder's going to be next to him for 60 plays. That's not Patrick Graham's defense.
Right.
You know, today I saw Love in the slot. I saw Love as a high safety, a single high. Okay.
Chris, did you start cheering when you saw Love in those positions? Were you just
I love Love. You know that.
Right. I like him too. That's what's funny.
Oh, he's such a Jerry.
Break
you
your balls about it, but I love Julian Love.
I mean, by the way, he's come out of the gate really strong.
Yeah.
Breaking up passes and like that. He looks really good.
Good.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're gonna see. You'll see. Jerry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I thought I lost you. Sorry, buddy. Then you'll see Carter Coughlin lined up aside. Then you'll see Carter Coughlin. He'll get a snap on the outside. Okay?
Yeah.
Everything's versatile with Graham. There's nothing set. You know what I mean? Even with Dory, you might see him on the outside. You might see him on the inside one play.
Right.
You know, the only guy you could definitely basically say is going to be on the outside is going to be Bradbury. Right. Okay? Peppers, you'll see him up as a hybrid. You see him back as a cover two. I mean, so don't get caught into so much. Who's going to play next to Blake for 60 plays? It's going to be different. It'll be Crowder some packages. It'll be don't forget you got Cam Brown on the outside one play. Right. This is Graham's defense versatility.
Yeah,
you know there's only a few guys like even Leo, right? One play Leo will be on a 0-1. Next play he'll be on a 3. Next play he'll be on the outside on a 5.
Yeah.
This is their defense. So don't get caught up everybody about, who's going to play next to Blake Martinez? Yeah. We'll at the first series of the game, you might see Tate Crowder winning that job and yeah, you know, but it's going to be a lot of different moving parts, Jerry. That's Graham. That's what Graham loves.
Here's a good question from Average Beast at Mr. Chris 172.
Mr. Chris 172?
Yeah. Yes. I understand Nate Solder might be too tall to play guard, but should he get a chance to compete at the position? We know he struggles with speed rushers, but I don't recall him getting manhandled by the bull rush. Hashtag buffoon crew. It's a good question.
No. He'll be on the outside.
Dan Houseman. So a guy doesn't play for 3 years, doesn't play a full season on a team better than 7-9, and we're putting stock in his opinion on the coach? Had to read it. Thought it was genius. Let's see. Chris Thatcher. Last year at this time, a lot of talk about the attention to detail, etc. This year, a lot of talk about sloppy play, etc. Is this because of higher expectations, or are they actually so sloppy right now it's worth talking about? And is it cause for concern?
What do you mean sloppy play? You mean the offense?
Well, I guess what the tweets he's seen.
The offense has been a little, the offense hasn't been as sharp. The offense hasn't been as sharp. But no, I wouldn't, don't be worried about that. Yeah, it's very early. It's very early in the process.
Proud Joe Judgian. Which Denver quarterback would you rather play against week one, Chris?
Oh, Locke.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought it was going to be Rodgers in the spring, so I'm glad it's not Rodgers.
I love this question. Just a guy from the Bronx. Chris, now that the Yankees have signed two Italian-American players this week, will this help you hate them a little less?
Well, I don't hate anybody, buddy. I don't.
You don't. You don't use that word.
No, I don't use that word. I mean,
I do. I hate the Eagles.
Well, Jerry, you use it like every other word, right? But I don't hate the Yankees. First off, now obviously, they're in the division with the Red Sox, the whole history. But don't get me wrong. Now, back in the '90s and the '80s and the '70s, I hated the Yankees pretty much. You know, when we started the brawls, especially in the '70s, man. But two Italian guys. No, I hope Rizzo falls on his, with Gallo. So I don't care that they're Italian. The idea is to win.
Yeah.
So it doesn't,
Nice. Italian-American aside, I don't care. You don't care. That's awesome. That's great. Great question, dude. Rio Kasun, do you guys play fantasy football? And if so, have you ever used your football insider information as a competitive advantage? I'm laughing already. Let me answer this one first. Thanks for taking my question. Hashtag buffoon crew. Hashtag Canadians bleed blue. Rio? Canadians bleed blue. Yeah. He's from Canada. I make a donation to my fantasy football league every year because I pick Giants early. I want to root for my team. I don't pick it wisely. I'm a terrible fantasy player. Yeah. If I'm doing one this year, Sterling Shepard's going to be a top five round pick for me because I just believe that he's going to have 100 catches. So I am awful. I'm awful at fantasy. It's a donation that I make every year. So,
yeah, I played it years ago, Jerry. I was never good at it, dude. Never good at it.
Yeah.
And by the way, Shep looks great out there, man. Just see? That's one guy that maybe is in top shape.
He looks. I'm high on Shepard and McKinney.
I just hope Shep stays healthy, Jerry. Because he looks good running around out there. He really does. Jerry, you want to know who else looks really good, dude?
Evan Engram.
You know where I was going with that, right? I know where you're going. Oh, okay. Next question. Just wanted to say that. I got to report like I see it. Go ahead.
Hey, I knew exactly where you were going with it. Madi at Madi_Swayze. One player I'm excited to see is Odenebo. How do you guys feel he'll do this season? And can he play some serious minutes? Love you guys, Chris and Jerry. Love you right back, Madi. Good stuff, bud.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you for the kind words. I think he's going to do what he's done, what he did in Minnesota.
Yeah.
He's going to get his pressure. He's going to get some sacks. I think he's going to be a nice player, man. I'm looking forward to seeing him when it gets real.
Joey Mob Boss at Joey Mob Boss.
Joey his what? Name,
Joey Mob Boss.
Mob Boss. Oh, okay.
These names are great. Love the pod. Best Giants podcast available. Thanks, pal. With Lemieux already hurt, if they had to do this, Chris, who's the best internal option and available free agents that could potentially serve as replacements? So internally, where would they go? Who do you see him going to?
Well, right now they've gone with Kenny Wiggins.
Yeah.
Not even Zach Fulton. They've gone with Kenny Wiggins. Now, do I think that's going to stay? No, I think they want to take a good look at Wiggins. He has started games in this league. I would imagine, though, if it did turn into something serious with Lemieux, which looks like it hasn't, that Zach Fulton would be the next one up. But right now, Wiggins has been in there for him.
Yeah.
And we really don't want Kenny Wiggins in there, nor do we want
really Zach Fulton getting 65 stabs a game either right now at his stage of his career. So, right. But it looks like a dodgeable. Hopefully it doesn't come to that, Jerry.
Mo Fish at Mo Fish 24. What is your best guess as to who's going to return punts and kickoffs this year? We seem to have a lot of options. Good question.
Yeah, yeah. You've seen Slayton. You've seen Pep. John Ross returning kickoffs. And in punts, you've seen Adoree, Pep, Shep, and Slayton punts. So the question is, who do you think is about? I think it's going to depend on the situation. If they're looking for that, if you're going to be receiving that punt, you know, at a certain spot of the field where you want that fair, you know, where you're not, you know what I mean? If you're going to receive a punt, you're going to have some space. You could look for Peppers.
Yeah.
Look for Adoree Jack. They really don't want to do Adoree, Jerry, because he's going to be playing so many snaps. But so is Peppers.
Right.
You know? So look for different situations. You'll see different guys. You know, John Ross is going to get a serious look at returning kickoffs. Mm-hmm. The kid Brightwell is going to get a look. Mm. You know, by the way, Brightwell's has some drops in practice, man, with his hands. Not happy about that. And Devontae Booker, by the way, I don't want to get off too much off the rail here, but Booker, I think I said before, has really good hands out of the backfield. Yeah. But, so you'll see some of that, like, you know, you're looking for that possession. Like, when you're up 17-14 in the fourth quarter, Jerry, and the team's punting, right? You want that security.
Right.
So you look for a guy like Shep. Make sure, because Shep's going to catch it no matter what, you know? If you need a big play, you're down in the fourth quarter, you're down in the second half, you're looking to get a little spark, maybe even in the late second quarter, whatever it might be, you might look for a Peppers or a Adoree.
Yeah.
That's the way I see Thomas McGahee and Judge playing this out.
Well, Bray, ask Joe Judge if I could have one of the caps he wears, the blue front with the white mesh back. I can't find it anywhere online. So, Chris, if you can, next time you ask him a question, ask him where he gets that hat. That's funny.
Well, I thought he actually wore one like a camo with the New York, the NY up front. That's what he's had on the last few days. But I'm sure you could, well, I don't
the
know.
The blue front with the white mesh back for Will Bray at Will_Bray28. Good stuff. Kit Fisto at Santo_424. If we have another top defense this year, does Patrick Graham become a head coach? Yes.
If he wants the opportunity, he's probably going to have it.
Undoubtedly. We got into Matt Pert, JMaster71.
By the way, Jerry, did you see how much weight Patrick Graham has lost?
Yeah.
When I put him on video.
Looks like a different person.
Man, he has lost a ton of weight. Good for him.
Brett Muller1. With the additions of Tony and Ross, will the Giants... Oh, now we talked about that. I'm sorry, bud. Let's see. Sign one play. We answered that one last week. All right. Mike Bellotto. Good question. Where do each of the four linebackers taken in last year's draft fit on this team? So you got Coughlin, Brown, Brunson, and Crowder. Crowder is, I guess, penciled in as the starter next to Blake Martinez. Brown and Coughlin are situational guys, no? And then Brunson is a backup right now? I mean, unless that changes, I would imagine...
I don't know if Brunson's going to make... Look, we'll see what Brunson does this camp. I'm not sure he's going to make the squad. You know?
Yeah.
To me, he's a guy to keep an eye on, but we'll see what he does.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see what he does. Coughlin's the type of guy you're going to see, like what we saw last year, Jerry. Coming guy, you know, he'll give you some snaps. He's going to, you know, he's going to come in and rush that passer, man. That's going to be his gig, man. And Cam Brown, he's going to, you know, we'll see what he does on the outside. So he's another kid to keep an eye on, you know, when these games start. You're going to see them, you know, against teams this year in the preseason.
Yeah.
It's going to help their cause, Jerry, these young guys. Or hurt their cause, one or the other.
Yeah, right. William Aloya, great question. There's an LT autograph signing coming up. If you could have him inscribe, include one stat or three words along with his signature on a jersey, what are you requesting? Keep up the good work. I love this. It wouldn't be three words. I would have him write, Lawrence Taylor, I was a bad MF-er, because that's what he said at the end of his Showtime special when he has his grandkids on his knee.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll just tell him with all my heart, LT, he was a bad mother effer. That's what I would want inscribed.
Yeah, I like that too. I probably would just go with LT,
the greatest. Mm. Right underneath it, Jerry. You're not the greatest.
Yeah.
You know, if I had to do something.
OAG, how soft is Kelvin Benjamin on a scale of tissue paper to baby crap? Good question. Let's see. We'll do a couple more. Okay, old school Giants. Good one here. Thanks for the great updates from camp as always, Chris. Any surprises in terms of the depth chart based on what you're seeing at camp so far?
No, not really. Yeah. You know, I think the first official depth chart will be coming out pretty soon, you know. Nothing really is surprising.
All right, so a lot of the questions are about Lemieux, a lot about Kelvin Benjamin, so we'll go one more. Rich at Paisano underscore 21. We'll finish up with your cousin here. Who is your
Yankees too?
I don't know.
He's not on the Yankees, is he? No, okay.
Rich Paisano, no. No, he's not on the Yankees. I thought, is he a Yankees fan? Oh, he's got the NY. Squad up. He's a Yankee fan.
What's squad up?
Yeah, no.
What is that?
You can't squad up when you're like nine games out or whatever the hell they are.
I thought it was what was it last year? What beast? What was that thing?
We're savages.
Savages.
You guys are a bunch of effing savages.
We're savages. Yeah.
Who is your dark horse pick to make the team this year out of training camp, Chris? # buffoon crew. And a dark horse, not like.
Yeah.
I don't think Sills is a dark horse. What's that?
Not like Aziz?
Yeah, I don't even think Sills is really a dark horse. I think most people think he could be like the sixth receiver. I got one.
Yeah, go.
Rodarius Williams. Because he's like the 13th D back.
Yeah.
I think he's still gonna make it.
He's a draft pick though, so I don't know if I'm gonna.
He was the last one.
For me personally, I'm not gonna call him a dark horse because he's a draft pick.
Okay.
But he's off to a good start. And he's say besides the interception, you talk about a confident kid, Jerry. You got to see this kid.
Yeah.
This kid is this kid oozes confidence, man. Yeah. Which really, Jerry, that's what you want as defensive back. You really do.
Sure.
But all right, I'm gonna go. You ready?
Yeah.
Real dark horse, Jerry. Added a pitch black. Yeah. Alex Bachman.
Well, that's a good one.
That's just a good one. Real dark horse pitch.
Why, is he catching everything?
Yeah, he just has that, you know, Jerry, I watch him out there. He's got that, like, Amendola, like, Edelman feel.
Wes Welker.
That slot dude. You know, like that Wes Welker that Judge comes from. You know, I don't know. He's got kind of that feel. And so I'm going to go real dark horse. So, you know, he's got to do things on special teams probably to make it. But I'm going to go with him.
Nice. Love it. All right, dude. Good job, man. Anything else you want to cover, or are we good?
No. Next week it'll be even better, Jerry. It'll be in pads.
Yeah.
In another week of practices. So we'll start seeing where we're at. They'll get at it a little bit. You know, next week they're going to have, like, I think 3 days in pads.
Yeah.
Maybe four, Jerry. I remember last year, Judge did like 3 or 4 days in a row. You know? It wasn't like Sherman, one day in pads, you get 14 days off. You know, so.
Or mid.
Yeah. And Judge likes the intensity in the practices with the pads. So next week should be a good week, man.
Nice.
We'll see where we are a little bit more when we talk next week.
All right, guys. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription. That's M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. And download The Giant Insider app from the App Store. We print next Sunday night, but we will have a podcast before then. Remember, guys, Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Take care, everybody.